Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. On this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I discuss the value of e-commerce segments and how to utilize them as a store builder. Customer segmentation is a process that allows store builders and store merchants to break down their shoppers into different segments based on factors like age, location, and other demographics. Typically, these segments are used to create more targeted and personalized messages that are more effective than one-size-fits-all newsletters. However, segments can be used in much more dynamic and strategic ways that create exciting new opportunities for online shopping and customer engagement. On this episode, you'll hear how to define segments, the importance of segments, types of segments you can create, and what this means for you as a store builder. If you feel like you could use customer segmentation in more strategic ways with your online store, then this is one episode you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma. Chris, great to see you again. Welcome back.
Good to see you.
Today we're talking about e-commerce segmentation. So just to kind of kick us off, what are segments? What is segmentation?
So a lot of times what happens is when we're talking about e-commerce, groups of people, how to target them, messaging, the first thing you hear a lot is personas, right? Who's the persona? Who are the different personas my site's for? And people get really, really focused in on personas and they then kind of end there and they stop talking past that. The problem is personas are amalgamations of kind of these pseudo consumers that are coming to visit your store. And I've watched organizations create these personas where the overlap is so great that the point of the persona, which is the ability to send different kind of messages, different kind of people, gets lost. Because now you're like, well, yeah, this one, you know, has two kids and a minivan and goes to soccer practice, and this one does this and that. But in terms of deeper needs, and you get lost, right? So segmentation is the bigger dynamic of breaking out like behavior, you know, people who are like each other in behavior, demographics, or purchase intent or purchase experience, breaking them out where specifically messaging and the underlying drivers for conversion are different. So there's no question, right? One of the segments we talk a lot about when we're talking about e-commerce is I'll say, well, you know who's using coupons on your store? They go, yeah. I go, great. Do you have a group of people who have made every single purchase with a coupon? And they go, oh, yeah, I probably could dig into that. And you go, okay. So if you have a set of people, even if it's a small segment, right? You might have 10,000 customers and only 200 have always used a coupon to buy. But what do you think triggers them next? Probably a coupon, right? So it would make logical sense to send that 200, you know, people a very specific email that says, hey, man, we have a deal for you, this coupon, but it only lasts for 3 days and here you go. So as a store builder, a lot of my job working with a merchant, right? And you hear me repeat this over and over and over again, is to help them think differently, right? And segmentation is one of those things where you say, listen, there's a lot of different ways to segment. It could be based on location. You go, location, but there are very different kinds of buyers. And you go, yes, but in that location, weather may play a factor, right? If you're all sitting up in Green Bay, there's a time when I want to sell you a jacket. And by the way, that's not going to happen in San Diego, California, right? I'm not going to sell you a super big, thick jacket ever, right? So location is going to segment what I might promote.
Okay.
Device, lifetime value, gender, age, behavior, first-time buyers, repeat buyers, people who buy only the most expensive items. I worked with a store about now 2 years ago, where we tagged customers who always bought the most expensive stuff, right? So every purchase, every product they ever bought was in the top 10% of the price points in their category, right? I mean, think about what that means. These people, doesn't matter what category they shop in, they're regularly buying the most expensive stuff in the category.
They're filtering for those expensive items.
Right? So guess what we did? We tagged those people, and when they came back to the store, we just sorted every category on price starting at highest. That's all we did, right? Just like, why would I want them to page through to page two, right? Why would I want them to potentially see a high-priced item, but not clearly my highest-priced item, right? Which may be buried on item, you know, page three. So all we did was change sort order, right? Didn't matter what category they went into, the sort order was different. And they buy more, and they buy more expensive stuff. And you go, yeah, okay, right?
Yeah.
So high-spending purchasers are different than repeat purchasers, are different than first-time customers. It's different than first-time visitors, right? A first-time customer has demonstrated that they can, you know, separate money from their wallet. First-time visitor, they've just never been there. That doesn't mean that you know much more about whether they'll buy or not buy, right? So you interact with these people differently.
Right.
So hence, long answer to short question, which is segmentation is all about grouping people in such a way that you can message to them uniquely, that you understand what will drive, or you have a sense of what will drive their behavior, and then you shape the way the site works, right, to leverage that distinct or unique dynamic among that group of people.
Okay. And like you were kind of mentioning, the importance of these segments, like the importance of these factors is that you're driving them to the sale that they're most likely to make, right? That's the main purpose.
Yeah, the point of it is, so I'll tell you another story, and I may have told you this story before. I'm trying to remember.
Okay.
In the first year of Amazon, right? In the first year, I was buying a book or two every couple of days. I was on that site like every 3 days. I was buying another book. I read a ton, and I never got a coupon from them, right? And then all the people that I was working with sitting in the office, right? They all got coupons from Amazon. Like, come try us out. Come check us out. And I complained, right? I'm like, they never send me a coupon. And my buddy who's sitting, you know, two cubes over is like, hey, Chris, how often do you shop at Amazon? And I'm like two to three times a week. He goes, I think you've answered your own question, right? Like, why would you send a coupon to someone who doesn't need it?
Yeah.
Right? And so it's the point of the segmentation is helping people move to the next step. Right? Help them move to the next step in the journey.
Okay.
If you've never bought before, let me help you get your first purchase. If you've made one purchase before, let me get your second purchase. If you've, you know, if you've purchased several times, you're a repeat customer, let me learn enough about you to help know what to recommend best, what's next for you, right? If you buy high-priced products, let me show you what is new and high-priced, right?
Right.
You're always trying to help them get to the next step.
And I think that this does a good job of just kind of shaping your messaging so that this, we're not sending just these generic mass messages to all of our customers, right? Do you have any thoughts on how broad or how specific these segments should be to be effective?
I think at the end of the day, you know, you need enough that you think it's worth the time to sit down and write for them. So if you said, oh, I have a segment that has 6 people, I'd be like, nope, not worth it.
Okay.
If you have a segment that has 100 people or 200 people, I'd say it's totally worth it. Now, you might say, oh, but Chris, I have a high spenders segment and it only has 18 people, but it generates $2,000 a month or $10,000 a month. I'd be like, it's totally worth it, right? Because for the right price, I'll write them custom emails all day long, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much, you know, how big does the segment have to be? I think it's the size of the segment is a function of how you define the segment. The real trick is, does the segment, if you send a customized email to that segment, does it deliver value? If you know that when I write an email to this group, this is what transpires, then that's perfect, right? I used to have a group that was tied to my blog, and I knew that if I wrote to this group, and it was maybe 25 people, right? Out of, I don't know, 10,000 readers, 25 people were in a small little list, but I knew if I sent them an announcement about an ebook, a course, a conference or whatever, I'd get ridiculously high. You know, 75% or more would click the button and buy, right? And so then you're like, is it worth writing an email to that segment of 25? Yes, because it pays. So you're going to create different segments and then you're going to go, okay, now let me just test out, do these emails. If I write a good targeted message to them, in the case of a store builder, if you work with your merchant to send the right kind of offering to them, does it work?
Okay. It sounds like you could learn about your own customer base. If you hit a segment, all of a sudden you get this explosion of, you might learn, oh, this is a key segment for us.
It is. Yeah. Right? So you have people who, when you write a newsletter, they, you know, depending on the software you're using, but let's say you're using ConvertKit, which is one of my favorites, or ActiveCampaign is another one that we use a lot. Each person gets a different, you know, custom URL as they go to your store or whatever, but you're recommending one product and now they go and they buy it. You can come back and say, how many people from this list bought from the newsletter, right? Mm-hmm. And then tag them, right? Tag them like these are the individuals out of my list that bought from the newsletter. Now tag them and do it again and then do it again. And after three or four times, you're going to realize there is a segment of people who read the newsletter and are willing to buy from the newsletter.
Wow.
So then you're like, that's its own segment, right? Not just that I have people who are in the newsletter group. I have newsletter buyers, right? And that's a different group. And I'm going to now, you know, I'm going to recommend, if as a store builder, I'm going to recommend the merchants, hey, you know, you should treat those people who buy from your list different than the rest of the people who just are like, oh, I opened it, right? Like we track who gets it, who opens it, who reads it, who clicks on a link. Why wouldn't you track who clicked on the link and bought, right? Like it's just the next logical step.
Right, right. So earlier you were giving us a lot of good possible segments. What are kind of the key segments that store builders should take to their merchants and say, hey, these are what we should be building?
First time visitors, right? So the absence of a cookie, right, could tell you, hey, they've never been here before. So I might display a coupon, right? I might slide up a coupon, not in the first second that they land, but I might and just say, hey, thanks for being here. Really excited to you know, help you make a purchase. Here's a discount code that you can use on your first visit, right?
Yeah.
If they've been there before, so you've dropped the cookie and you found them, but you can't find their email in your database, then it's your first time buyer, right? First time customer. So now you might say, hey, let me, you know, now that they bought something and you realize they don't have any other orders in the system, this is their first, let me send them a thank you note, right? And let me send them another coupon to buy their second purchase, right? So first time customer is another repeat purchaser. When the person buys that second order, how do I, you know, wait a day and then send them a note and again, offer them something. And sometimes it's not a discount, right? Sometimes it's right. The other day I bought something and they sent me a product. And then a week later, right? So I must have bought it 2 or 3 weeks ago because I think it was last week. I got a handwritten letter, or it could have been machine generated that looks like a handwritten letter, but just thanked me for this stuff and gave me a contact person if I ever needed help.
Mm.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
It's a little touch that makes you feel like I'm going to buy from them again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. On the flip side, right, I just bought a plant, right? I bought a plant, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, and it stayed in the box too long. Like we were in the middle of moving things around and it stayed in the box way too long and it died, right? Okay. By the time we opened up the box, the plant was dead. There's no going back to it. They've never written me another email. They've never asked me, how'd it go? How's your plant doing? Send us a picture of your plant. We'll send you a discount. They've done nothing, which means I've never told them, hey, your plant died, right?
Yeah.
And since I've never told them, they've never had the opportunity to say, oh my God, this is horrible. Let me send you a replacement. So when you don't have those touch points, you also don't learn the sad news, right? The bad news. You don't learn anything. You're just flying blind. So the point of these segments is create enough touch that you also are constantly learning, right? We already talked about high spenders, right? People who regularly, they're spending. You might look at people who are at the top of the spend curve, rank all your people and then pick the top 10%. Or you might look at what they're buying And if the products they're buying are in the top 10% of your most expensive products, you might tag them a different way, right?
Yeah.
Those are all people that you're going to want to follow. And then you start getting into more complex ones, like people who haven't made a purchase in X days, right? If you haven't made a purchase in 2 months, are they still an active customer?
Mm-hmm.
What about 4 months? Are they still an active customer? At 4 months, are they a lapsed customer, right? Or at 4 months, are they at risk? And at 6 months, are they lapsed, right? And what might you send them? What might you configure to re-engage them, right?
Right.
So all of that, right? That activity model is going to help you engage people at all different points, right? If you just bought something, let's say that I was selling pencils, and you came and you bought pencils from my store. Does it make sense for me to send you an email about more pencils tomorrow? Probably not. What about 2 weeks from now? Probably not. Depending on how many pencils you bought a month from now, maybe, maybe not. 3 months from now, probably sure, right? So my emails count differently over time. It's not, I want to send you an email every 2 weeks. It's for the first 6 weeks after buying pencils, I don't need to send you anything. But after that, I probably need to send you stuff. And then after, say, 3 months or 4 months, I might consider that you're never coming back. So now I need to more aggressively bring you back with a special offer and get you back in the loop of, you know, buying from me regularly. And it depends. Different products have different life cycles, but not all email timelines are equal, right?
Right.
Sending a note right after you bought, maybe a thank you, but I probably don't need to pitch you on buying again. It's the same dynamic with buying a car, right? I'm not going to buy another car from you, you know, 2 months later. Buying a house, I'm not going to buy another house from you next year, right? Like these are things you just have to understand. What are the life cycle models? And then how often do we get you on a cycle?
Sure, sure. Okay. So let's turn our attention to store builders then. What are some things that store builders should look to do once they create these segments?
So coupons are definitely something they should send out, right? And you got to know when. They should also create custom sequences for emails, right? Different emails for different segments. The whole point is, since you know these segments, then you should definitely treat them different. You might want to offer a second phone line for high revenue customers, right? Like, I have a line, I used to have it at United, now I have it at Delta. I can call a different line than the main line and they'll help me out. Why? Because I've reached a certain status, right? So you could offer a better line for support, a better line for exchanges or, you know, returns. You can change the behavior for them and the cues that they're in based on, you know, where they're at. I bought shoes from Zappos, you know, several times over. And then at one point they were like, hey, guess what? We just upgraded you and it'll be there tomorrow instead of like 3 days from now. So you could upgrade shipping for high frequency purchasers. Right? Mm-hmm. Tag them as high frequency. Now, let's update your shipping piece. I might find people who are creating a lot of reviews, right? If they're in my system writing a review on this and a review on that, and by the way, if they're good reviews, but if I'm seeing they're doing a lot of reviews, I might tag them in a special group of high quality reviewers. So then what? I'm going to send you a 50 to 75% off coupon. Why? Because you're going to get the product and then you're going to review it. And reviewing is going to help other people decide to buy it.
Yeah.
So there's an interesting dynamic. Not every store does this, but if I was a store builder, this is what I'd be pitching to my customers. If the customer was in the right space, there are people who send me an email from their store and I buy within 2 minutes. Like the moment I get the email, I'm like, oh, and then I go and I buy. I would capture those people. Right. I would capture the people, especially if and not just once, but if they've done it over and over, where I measure what time did I send the newsletter, what time did I send the thing, and what time did they buy? Right. And if I have, you know, for the best positive term, I would tell you, if I have rapid decision makers in my queue, I would sell to that list. I would create emails to that list and I would chase those guys down because those are the people that I want to make the first purchases on product launch. Those are the people I want on products that feel like they're just slowing down. I want to tighten it up,
yeah.
Change the price point, put some new feature on it, and then send it to that list because they're going to give me the fastest feedback on, is this working or not, right?
Great. Well, Chris, I think that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for doing this. This was great.
Awesome. Take care.
Thanks. All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today about the importance of segmentation for online e-commerce stores. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.